For you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses unto the uttermost part of the earth. So, what does it mean to be witness? A witness. A witness, if you look at the Greek, it has the same root as the word martyr. A witness is related to a person, is who that person is. And we'll come to another verse that clearly shows this. And so, for us today, actually all these verses that we're reading are from the book of Acts. And we know that Acts takes place after the Lord has gone through the process. He died on the cross, he resurrected, he ascended. And now, we see him in the heavens. Moving, very active, but not by himself. Actually, he is moving in his heavenly ministry through the disciples, through these many witnesses who are on this earth cooperating with him. Amen. And so, a witness is really tied all together with someone's living. And you know, sometimes when we preach the gospel, I have some experience when we go to campus and you meet different people from different backgrounds, different religions, and sometimes people, they misunderstand. They think that we are there, you know, preaching about Jesus. We have a set of doctrine, and then they want to compare. They want to spend time. They want to maybe sometimes even argue. Well, my religion says this. Your religion says that. Sometimes they'll even say, oh, it's all the same. No. There is a fundamental difference.
Amen.
As witnesses, we have a personal experience, a subjective knowledge. We are here not because we just believe a certain set of theology, but we are here because we've touched this living person.
Amen.
This God who went through this wonderful process has now entered into us.
Amen.
As the Spirit. And this is the one that we are witnessing today.
Amen.
And so even this word, sometimes we say, oh, I'm witnessing. And we use that as a synonym for preaching the gospel. Even that is can be misunderstood. It's not something we do, brothers and sisters. It's who we are. So when do we witness? We don't witness just when we preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. We witness actually every day.
Amen.
Not just in the meetings, at home, when we're with the children, when we're with our coworkers, when we're driving, when we're doing the mundane things in life, when we're studying. What are we doing? We're witnessing.
Amen.
And I just want to point out this first. In this first verse that we read, it says, you shall be my witnesses.
Amen.
My witnesses.
Amen.
Who's this my? Jesus.
Amen.
It's the Lord Jesus. Amen. We are witnessing a person.
Amen.
Again, forgive me for being repetitious, but this is really the burden. It's not a set of doctrines.
Amen.
It's not a set of theology.
Amen.
It's a person. My witnesses. You shall be my witnesses.
Amen.
How about we say that together? You shall be my witnesses. We are his witnesses today.
Amen.
Okay, let's go to the next verse, Acts 26:16. It's abbreviated, so we'll just follow whatever's in the book. Go ahead. 1, 2, 3, go.
I have appeared to you for this purpose, to appoint you as a minister and a witness both of things in which you have seen me and of the things in which I will appear to you.
So this is really the second burden, and there's it's twofold. So number one, how do we become a witness? Right? We should ask that. And the answer is through this verse. Actually, we need the appearance of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This verse, Acts 26:16, occurred at the very end of Acts, towards the end, where Paul was testifying, right? His own personal subjective experience. And actually, he was relating just his journey, right? When he was on the road to Damascus, we're familiar with that story, and, you know, God appeared to him in a wonderful way, right?
And so we see that God's appearance to Paul was for a very particular purpose.
Amen.
It's for a purpose.
Amen.
What was the reason? Why did God reveal to himself to Paul in such a way? And so that he would become a minister and a witness. And so these two words are very important. A minister is related to the ministry. It's what a person does. But a witness is related to the person himself, his living. It touches intrinsically who he is. So this is why when we come to this matter of being a witness, again, it's touching your very person.
Amen.
It's touching your daily living.
Amen.
And so we need to have appearings.
Amen.
Of the Lord.
Amen.
And that's actually the second part of this burden. You know, you notice this verse. It says, in the things which you have seen me. So that's in the past. Mm. And of the things in which I will appear to you. Mm. That's in the future. So brothers and sisters, you know, when I was going over this, I was asking myself this question, and I like to ask this question to all of us. When's the last time God appeared to you? We might answer this, well, you know, hopefully this is not our answer. You know, when I heard the gospel, oh, so many years ago, and I saw Jesus, oh, and he was there, and I believed into him. I saw him as my Savior, the one who died for my sins. Brothers and sisters, that's not good enough. And for many, many Christians and for many believers, this is the extent of God's appearing. It's the day of our salvation. But what about today? What about yesterday? What about this whole last week? Has God appeared to you?
Amen.
Have you seen him? Have you spent time with him to allow him, especially in the Word, through the rich ministry that we have that opens every wonderful truth? Have we seen him? Has he appeared to us? Because if he doesn't appear to us continually, then what are we witnessing? We are just witnessing ourselves, our fallen nature, who we are, our disposition, our peculiarities. We need a fresh appearing of the Lord.
Amen.
Each and every day, even throughout the day. We could pray prayers like this. Lord, appear to me right now.
Amen.
As I'm before you in the Word.
Amen.
As I'm spending time with you in fellowship.
Amen.
Lord, I want to see you.
Amen.
Lord, so that I can know you.
Amen.
So that I could be a witness of you.
Amen.
Okay, so what are we witnessing? And I'll just wrap up real quickly, and our brother will follow with some very wonderful practical points. In day two, let's read these verses together. Acts 2:24-32.
Whom God has raised up, having loosed the hands of death,
since it was not possible for him to be held by it. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we all are witnesses.
So real quickly, we just like to go through these wonderful points of truth. Who God is.
Amen.
Here we see this Jesus,
amen,
has been raised up.
Amen.
He's a resurrected one.
Amen.
He's our resurrected Christ.
Amen.
And we are witnesses of this. And this is something subjective, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
The resurrection of Christ is for our life. It's for our living.
Amen.
We are those living in resurrection.
Amen.
Moment by moment. You know, this verse, 2:24. Actually, if you bring this into your experience, you can be freed.
Amen.
From so many things.
Amen.
That holds us down.
Amen.
Have you ever suffered from the pangs of death? How do you be? How can you be freed from that? You need to enter into resurrection.
Amen.
You need to touch the living one.
Amen.
The one who has resurrected. Okay, we don't have time, but I just need to go forward. Let's go to the next verse in day three. Acts 2:33-36.
Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received the promise of the Holy Spirit from the Father, he has poured out this which you
Therefore, let all the house
of Israel know surely that God has made him both the Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified.
Amen. So these verses show us that this one who has been resurrected has now also ascended and has been exalted.
Amen.
And so he has been given the highest authority and position in the universe.
Amen.
And so this actually should be full of assurance to all of us, that as we realize that we are one with him in such a way that we have received also as the church this power that he has given to us, right? Because this has been poured out upon the church. And so, again, the subjective application is we realize that Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
He is both Lord and Christ.
Amen.
So is Jesus Lord in your life, in your living, in all the different situations, and how we conduct ourselves? Right? This is a question we need to ask ourselves. And so we need to, again, be such a witness of the one who has been exalted, ascended to the highest place in the universe. And I would even just add this. It would even affect how we pray. You know, we're not here praying in a lowly way, begging from the earth. But we realize that we are one with him.
Amen.
In ascension.
Amen.
And our direction is from the heavens to the earth.
Amen.
We exalt him in such a way. We realize he is the exalted one. So even our prayers, we need to have this seeing, right? We need to be witnesses of such a one.
Amen.
Okay, and then I'll finish with this. In day 5, Acts 7:56. And this is pertaining to Stephen's martyrdom. And it's very encouraging. Acts 7:56, we could read that together. And he said,
"Behold, I see the heavens open up, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Actually, this is one of the many points in under Roman numeral 4. We see who Christ is. Christ is not just God, but he is also the Son of Man.
Amen.
And you consider when Stephen was being stoned to death, the revelation, the view that he saw. He saw the Son of Man, not just God, but the Son of Man.
Amen.
One who is just like him. And I don't have time to point this out, but this will be brought out in a later week. You realize that Stephen, all the words that he spoke, very, very much matched the exact words that Jesus spoke when he was being crucified. What does that mean? That means there was a witness on this earth.
Amen.
That was reflecting who Jesus was.
Amen.
And as he was being stoned, he saw the Son of Man. He wasn't sitting. He was standing. Because he was interested. He was vested. He was very keen on what was happening on the earth.
Amen.
As
Amen.
This one, a fellow disciple, was testifying of who Christ was. And ultimately giving up his life. The Son of Man was there, offering encouragement, offering him hope. So, brothers and sisters, what a wonderful Christ we have.
Amen.
We need to see him in all these different ways.
Amen.
So that we could be such witnesses.
Amen.
of the resurrected and ascended Christ.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord, we are all witnesses. And
Amen.
I really touched Brother, let us read the Acts chapter 1:8. Lord Jesus said, he said to the disciple and the apostle, "You shall be my witness unto the uttermost places on the earth."
Amen.
So today we all need to be Lord Jesus' witness.
Amen.
And actually in the book of Acts we say the ascended Christ, he's carrying out his work. What work? The work is propagating, right? Propagating himself, building up the church. And I really touched by, actually, this work is carried out through witness.
Amen.
It's not through preachers, teachers, but through a group of people who
Amen.
Bear living testimony
Amen.
Of this resurrected, ascended, and all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
So praise the Lord. We all need to be such witness. And when we talk about the witness, it's different from being like a preacher, you're preaching doctrine in letters, witness who bear living testimony. So it's
Amen.
Really touch our daily living.
Amen.
And another point, as brother mentioned, is when we talk about witness, we say, I witness something, is something I seen, I have seen in a direct and a personal way.
Right.
Amen.
If Brother Jensen witnessed something, I learn from his witness. I cannot say I witness. I have to say myself.
Right.
So one important thing for us to be the witness, we need more saying of our Christ.
Amen.
As Brother mentioned, we need more saying, and we need more Lord Jesus' appearance to us.
Amen.
Yeah, we need to pray. We really need to pray for this. Yeah, we may have seen our Lord when we get baptized. When we first. Heard of the gospel, but how about now? How about every day living right now?
Right.
So let's really, may Lord grant us the spiritual vision. Right? So every day, in our daily living, we need to pray to the Lord. Today, I will see you.
Amen.
Through reading your words, through praying, through touching you. So the only if we touch and see this Lord Jesus, then we can have more real testimony and the real witness of this Christ.
Amen.
Yes. And then we talk about this being witness. I think another good question is what kind of testimony we're bearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So this message helps us to bring us deeper. So we need to bear the testimony of our Christ in his resurrection, ascension, and this all-inclusive aspect.
Amen.
We are not just bearing some testimony, oh, yes, we are doing some happy church life here. We are being some religious people. That's not what the Lord Jesus wants. He wants us to bear in the living testimony of this ascended, this resurrected Christ.
Amen.
Yeah, so may Lord Jesus bring us deeper into this witness and testimony.
Amen.
And actually, this message, the brother helped us for the application. He bring up the three words, actually the three W, to help us to apply all these points in our life. The three W, first word is work. It's
Amen.
About our living.
Amen.
So when we talk about this being witness and testimony, it's really about our living. Yeah, through our living. So what kind of living we have to make a big difference, right? We can give we can maybe know a lot of truth, we can give a good talk, we can give a good presentation on the truth, but how about daily living?
Right.
Amen.
Do we really have experience of our Christ? Do we really enjoy Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And another thing, actually yesterday here we have a very good fellowship about raising up the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very touched by very important is about our living.
Right.
Yeah, we are sowing the seed in
Amen.
Our daily conduct.
Amen.
Even every conversation we had with our spouse. Right, our tone of speaking
right.
is sowing some seed in our children.
Yes.
And actually, when we are doing this propagation work, our daily living really important.
Yeah.
What kind of seed we are sowing?
Right.
What kind of testimony we are giving?
Amen.
So may Lord really touch us on our daily living.
Amen.
And we can really open up to Him. And that's about our daily living. The first word is work. The second word, brother mentioned, is about the ministry work.
Mm.
Actually, I still want to mention, the brother mentioned, our work actually is backed by our living.
Right.
Again, it's our living. Mm. We can do a lot of activities. We can even do a lot of good work.
Mm.
But how about our living?
Right.
Right? If sometimes our person, if our person is not right in front of the Lord, many times we do a lot of good things,
mm.
but that we know that's not what the Lord wants. Mm. The Spirit is not to agree with what we're doing.
Yeah.
So I think that really the point is, again, we need to have a daily living. And another thing about the work, as the brother also mentioned, is the work, we need to be joined with this ascended Christ.
Amen.
Now Christ has ascended. He is the head in the heaven. He's in the position with the power and authority. And we are the body. We need to exercise, even as the body, this power and this authority. But I did mention, in a lot of prayer, we're almost like a begging. We don't realize our Christ is already in ascension.
Amen.
Yeah, now he's on the throne. So that's another thing really, really touched me. And the last word about this application is about word. It's about word. When we talk about word, first aspect is we have so much rich ministry word help us to know this all-inclusive Christ, right?
Amen.
So if we don't have these words, actually our knowing about this Christ is very limited. The first, praise the Lord, give us so much rich ministry, these words, we really need to be open to these words, and more importantly, be constituted by these words, right? So
Amen.
We need to treasure all these words, Lord speaking.
Amen.
And secondly, these words, all this this knowledge about Christ should be reality, should be our experience. We need to experience all this Christ in our daily living, and not only so, when we have some experience, brother mentioned, we need to speak, we need to share.
Amen.
Talk about the Christ we have experienced,
Amen.
And to strengthen our this testimony, being witness.
Amen.
Yes, and this is about our work, and our words.
Amen.
Yeah, and actually, after going through this week's message, another thing I look at myself. Yeah, there's still a shortage and a lot lacking actually in my daily living, but I really praise the Lord. I think we all need to have faith in our Lord.
Amen.
He's the life-giving spirit in us.
Amen.
No matter how our situation right now, we have this aspiration. We want to be your witness.
Amen.
Make us your witness.
Amen.
And in our everyday, the daily living, we be more open to the Lord. We exercise our spirit. We can touch the Lord
Amen.
In all things we are doing. And I think day by day, the Lord will transform us. I hope our witness, our testimony will be more brighter, will be strengthened.
Amen.
And praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 So how about we limit prophesying within 2 minutes from now on? And for those who went to Thanksgiving conference or you watch the video, you are welcome or encouraged to share too.
Yes. Amen. Thanksgiving.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, I was in a Thanksgiving conference in North Carolina. I really enjoyed those 6 messages. But it was the title was Being in the Reality of the Body of Christ by the Organic Union, the Mingled Spirit, and Being Conformed to the Death of Christ. But what really, really touched me was this Organic Union and the Mingled Spirit. Now, we are now talking about living in the reality of the Body of Christ, which is the witnessing and the testimony. And really very touched with Brother Mark sharing, because we don't realize that we are in an organic union by the mingled spirit, right? And he made a sample of the tea mixed with water. When we drink tea, right? That's the mingled spirit, right? But you see, when in cooking, when you cook, they try to incorporate sometimes water with oil and mix it, try to make a dressing, right? And this might last for a few minutes, but then you see the separation between the oil and the water. Now, in this message was really touched because, you see, in the mingled spirit, we can really experience the Lord and be blending with the brothers, with the saints, right? But sometimes we blend like the water and the oil. We are only mingled for a few hours, time, and then that's where the problems in the church come from. So we remain in our mingled spirit with the inward parts of Christ. Then we be able to mingle together with one another and pray for one another. And this is what really touched me a lot. So we must stay in our mingled spirit and the organic union so we can mingle together and be the expression, the testimony, and the witness for the body of Christ and for becoming the new Jerusalem. Amen. I really enjoyed this conference so much. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Okay, as a new believer, I go to the Thanksgiving conference this time. Mm-hmm. For me, the biggest feeling is that I feel like I can feel the law, the spirit is in my body. It's like sometimes I will like see my hand and how amazing it is, because it is not just the flesh on my hand. It is also the divine law in my hand. Yeah. Like the description I heard from the conference, they say the relationship is like the globe and our hand. The globe is made in the shape of hand, and we are the globe, and the God is our hand. So I look at my hand, it seems so funny. Like, hey God, can you see me? I'm looking at you. And after conference, I used to open my spirit, like Superman, you know, have the feeling of Superman. Like, you open your spirit, like, God, I'm calling for you, and Amen. Please come in me, and Amen. I want to live with you. Amen. And you have the feeling, just like a Superman, the God, the spirit, is dwell in myself. And Amen. The feeling is so amazing, and Amen. I really enjoy the Thanksgiving conference.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
So we're the witnesses, and one of the things that we witness is the Lord's resurrection. So in resurrection, he became a man. The man Jesus became Pneuma, became air. So in the flesh, he was limited to a certain space on a certain place on the earth. But now, just like our brother testified, the Lord is the Pneuma. He's the air. He's available. He's everywhere.
Amen.
So he's in your heart. He's in your mouth. So everyone can be saved. Everyone can receive him. So this is a part of his being the resurrected one. He's the Pneuma. He's available. He's everywhere. You believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth and you will be saved. So also he's the ascended one. He's the Lord of all. So many years I didn't understand that he's the Lord. He's the Lord of all. And Acts 5:32 says he's the leader and the savior. So today in his heavenly ministry, he's propagating himself. He's propagating himself as the development of the kingdom. On the earth, in the flesh, he was sowing himself as the seed of the kingdom. But now, through his witnesses, through us, he's propagating himself.
Amen.
He's available. We can believe and we can confess and we can be saved. He's the leader. He's arranging every situation. So the world is not a world of chaos and confusion and war. No, it's not a world of people struggling for power. No, it's the Lord is the leader. He's the Savior. He's the leader and the Savior. So we have this is his ascension. So we're the one in our prayer meeting, we don't pray like the world. Oh, this party, that party, this. No, we pray in ascension, with the Lord in ascension. He's
Amen.
The Lord. We pray for his will to be carried out. Praise Amen. The Lord. He's the leader. He's the Savior.
Amen.
He's all-inclusive. Amen. He's God. He's man.
Amen.
This morning when the shepherd shared his message about the witness. He asked, when did the Lord appear to you last time? And I would like to share a testimony regarding what happened last night. Because our group, we need to prepare the meal for the Lord's Day meal service. When I assigned for this, our group, we are doing baked ribs. The ribs is humongous, like this big. And there's sister said, we need to trim all the fat and chop all the meat, extra meat out. Because this is my first time I was doing this. I was, oh Lord Jesus, why would I have to do such complicated food? I was just not that happy with the situation. And during the process, I just a lot of complaint. But the Lord just appeared to me in this verse. Be diligent, keep the oneness of the Spirit in the united bond of the peace.
Amen.
Because I don't feel peace when I complain about the situation.
Right.
I just turn to the Lord, say, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, I just cannot do it, tell me. And the Lord say, you need to keep the oneness in the Spirit.
Amen.
Be diligent. In order for the body to be beloved, you need to be silent. Do not say anything. In the beginning, I would say, oh Lord, I need to fellowship with the sister about this meal. We shouldn't do this type of meal. But the Lord just appearing to me in this verse. Then I just submit myself to the Lord.
Amen.
And after that, I just feel so peaceful. And amen. I just praise the Lord.
Amen.
So, being witness. I think witness is a term in the judicial term, right? Witness and testimony. So there are two key points about testimony and witness. One is you need a personal experience, the thing you want to testify. The second important thing is your experience needs to be real. So that's why in this wisdom entry it said that being a witness is not is different from teaching. It's not about passing out knowledge. A lot of things we need to personal experience. And then the question comes, Christ, is anybody here have seen Christ in their eyes before? No, right? We don't have this experience, but how can we still testify this? So the key is our spirit. Because Christ right now is the spirit. The spirit is in our spirit. That's why we can all testify. We can experience Christ. So for example, about the resurrection, how can you testify Christ's resurrection? You can't, because you have the power of a resurrection in your spirit. Have you feel the death every day? Every day, a lot of situations where we're just dead. The situation turns out dead. We're busy as dead. We're sad. We're anxious. Those are all deaths, the experience of death. But every time we come alive from the situation, that's because we experience the power of resurrection.
Amen.
So the century is about the authority. I truly believe all the situation in the earth right now is under our Lord Jesus' authority.
Amen.
If not, things will become much worse. Things will not become much worse. And Israel will not become a country again. So the last point about the all-inclusive, the point I want to make here is we have multiple points in the this week's morning prayer, but that's not the whole list. Because all-inclusive is much more than that. It's about everything we can experience. For example, if you feel weak today, right? Lord Jesus will become your strength. If you feel you are in darkness, Lord Jesus will become your light, will become your shining. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Joy from the conference, one of our writers spoke about 1 Corinthians 2:10. He spoke about this verse. This verse says, but it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him.
Amen.
And the next one, but to us God has revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God.
Amen.
And we see that we compare this to an ocean. How deep is the ocean? How seen the ocean, we've put our feet in it, but have we gone all the way down, all the way down? And the Lord reveals all his depths. Our Lord is more than an ocean, it's so vast, and the riches are so great. And as we go on with the Lord, it's not a matter of gaining more knowledge. It's a matter of going deeper and deeper into the depths that he wants to reveal to us through the Spirit. Things that do not occur to man. It says, it does not occur to man. It is not in man's thoughts, but only can reveal through the Spirit. And this is something that we can only see by going deeper and spending more time with the Lord.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Fact that we are members of the body, and we're members of one another. How much of this have I seen? How much of this have I experienced? And this morning, I came, and oh, it's a corporate, usually I would say, oh, corporate meeting. But this morning I said, oh, a corporate meeting to be with all the brothers and sisters. This is so wonderful that
Amen.
The brothers and sisters that I'm one with in the Lord. And this is such a feast, something that we can't explain, but that we need to live this in our daily living. You know, on Saturday, you know, sometimes with the young people, we meet in the homes like last night and last month to meet with the other saints, with our seventh graders and the parents of the seventh graders. And it's so sweet that I never knew them before. And it is so sweet that last month I was eating dumplings, you know, made homemade dumplings. And last night we were eating a wonderful omelet, you know, wonderful things, but made by the brothers and sisters and the young saints. How sweet it is to be in this reality of the body of Christ. But we need to we need to go even deeper than that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm very touched by this week's message. I appreciate Shepherd mentioned about this this point that our God is a moving God. So, you know, he's not just the God in the history, you know, in the four gospel books. In the book of Acts, we can see that one. That's actually from last week's message, that it was about a group of people who live the divine history within the human history.
Amen.
I was very touched by this phrase. And then at the end it says that actually the Acts is a book without ending. That means that we are all part of God's move. This morning we share about the witnesses. Shepherd mentioned twice about the subjective experience. I think that, you know, this witness, the definition is just—it's not just, you know, the legal case talking about objective facts. You know, a few days ago, my mother sent me his engagement picture. And he told me to share this information with grandma. But in the picture, there was only two hands in two rings. Okay, so you can see that it's objective fact, right? So you see the two rings, but you know, no face, not at all. And then so when I sent the picture to grandma, I said, can you guess who these two people are? But you know, that yesterday, there are some dear sisters, they know that I don't have Facebook. So they shared with me very, you know, sweet pictures, great pictures. So then, you know, I see the full picture. And I think that similarly, you know, like our experience of the Lord, each one of us, we are part of this history. And we all have a portion. We can all be witnesses.
Amen.
So, you know, I may have a little portion about the objective fact, right? But then other people may have subjective experience and other parts of the picture, and we can all share together, and we can all share what we have seen and what we have enjoyed with the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Bless the
Lord.
Amen.
那我是想因为去参加了那个感恩节特会哈，这个真的很摸着，但是我因为我讲什么，需要讲什么。啊，我首先就讲这次感恩节特会，我明白了一个道理，就是那个对于那个复活啊，复活的意思就理解得非常非常的透彻。
This time I have a deeper understanding regarding resurrection.
他说一切都出于神，不是出于我们。
That all is from God, not from us.
复活只有神能。
Resurrection is that only God can.
Amen. 是，我们不能。
We cannot.
Yes. 凡是我们能做的，都是天人的范围。
Whatever we can do are in the realm of nature.
我们不能做的，才是复活的范围。
Whatever we cannot do are in the realm of resurrection.
人必须到了尽头，才能确知自己一无是处。
A man has to come to the end to understand that he is nothing.
人如果从未感觉自己不行，就永远无法经历神的行。
If a man never felt that he is nothing, then he will never experience the able of God.
复活就是说我们不行，一切乃是神行。Resurrection
is that we cannot, but God can.
所以呢，在这个过程里头，而且弟兄有一句话特别touch我，他说我们现在是。 神复活的灵在我们里头，和我们调和在一起。The
one word from the brother really touches me. He said, the resurrection spirit is in us, mingle with our spirit.
如果一个人没有和神的灵调在一起，你就没有变化。If
the spirit of God is not mingled with man's spirit, then you will not experience transformation.
弟兄有一句话特别特别，这个touch我。他说，一个人十年，受尽就是那在主里生活。 一年、十年、二十年，仍然是这样。
And there's a particular word the brother said. If one got saved after 1 year, a decade, 2 decades, and still as he was.
哟，我就觉得神啊，弟兄你在touch我的心。我受尽二十年，那就在想说，一个父亲，如果一个父母亲看见一个孩子从一岁长到二十岁，没有什么样。
That really touches me, and I told the Lord, Lord, if a parent saw his children were born, and after 20 years, he was still a baby.
所以我就觉得，主啊，就是拯救我。我觉得，Lord,
save me, deliver me.
Yeah, 我觉得主啊。 求你赦免我。
Lord forgive me.
他就我受尽二十多年，我长了多少？我自己扪心问一问自己。
I have been saved 20 years, but how much the growth of life have I experienced?
Bless you.
Amen.
他给我看见我自己的不行。
Amen. Praise the Lord that He revealed to me that I cannot.
Amen.
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 Himself as his portion, then that naturally is our witnessing.
Amen.
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 Amen. Witness, come to the New Testament 35 times. The most of the very often come out from Acts. 13 times talk about the witness. Wow. But he didn't say only single witness. I repeat some verse. Chapter 3, 15. He say, we are witnessing. And chapter 6, 13. We are witnessing. Chapter 10, 39. We are witnessing. Not only one witness. That is multiple, a group of people witnessing. Amen. 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 You know, all the message, they come from the training for the conference in the Addis Ababa. This is the first time in the Africa. How they found us? Because they read some Brother Watchman Nee's book. Then they echo, they check the history, the Lord's recovery, the history. They found something is the difference. Then they say, wow. They saw the Watchman Nee ministry is over. They think it's the only group of still pursuing to do the local church. Then they figure out, wow, one day they founded the ministry of the world. Wow, they see a lot of people, the whole world, they have a 14,500 church. They enjoy this ministry.
Amen.
Amen? Right now, in Africa, there's 6,000 saints. 25 countries in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, there's 600 saints. You know when they start from 12 years ago. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, how much we need the reality.
Amen.
So the Thanksgiving conference is. So the Thanksgiving conference is on. On the reality of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And in this week's message, it's on the witness of the Lord.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Jesus. But only one is reality.
Amen.
Lord Jesus. So in John 14, we see the Lord said to the disciples, I am the reality. So praise the Lord, we see that Lord is the reality.
Amen.
So if we really want to have the reality of the body of Christ, if we really want to be a witness, we must allow the Lord, oh Lord, to express through us. And in June 16, we see the reality of the spirit of the reality is guiding us into all the realities.
Amen.
So
amen.
I really enjoy this point. So as our brother mentioned, so when the Lord was on the earth, actually he told the disciples, I am the reality. But at that time, the reality is among the disciples. But actually at that time, the reality is not within the disciples. Not until the Lord was resurrected. Oh Lord Jesus. The reality entered into the disciples.
Amen.
And as New Testament believers, we have triune God. So actually the reality is in us.
Amen.
But we need to allow the spirit of reality to guide us into all the reality.
Amen.
So
amen.
I really appreciate that our brother Shepherd mentioned in the opening. So the Lord actually is arranging all the environments, all the situations to allow us open to the Lord.
Amen.
To open to the to give a way to the spirit of reality. To guide us into all the realities. Maybe we are like, I know many of us, the college students are preparing for the finals, and some of the students are seeking a job, and some of the students are waiting for the work authorizations. But we may feel at a certain situation, we just feel like pressured, or we have no joy. But at that time, we need to open to the spirit of reality.
Amen.
To guide us into the reality of joy. To guide us into reality, live our life without anxiety. So I really appreciate today the reality, the spiritual reality is within us. We need to open to Him. So let the spiritual reality guide us into all the realities.
Amen.
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 I really enjoyed the Thanksgiving conference. Just really, like, before the Thanksgiving conference, I had experience of just walking through campus, and I just felt like everything around me is just not genuine, it's not real. And so then I started calling on the name of the Lord. And so when I call on the name of the Lord, oh Lord Jesus, that split second, that moment, I just felt like only that moment was real. And but then afterwards, it's just back to back to fiction, back to, you know, everything that's not real. And then when I came to this conference, the title was Living in the Reality of the Body of Christ. That's like the body of Christ again. And then, but I just really appreciated that we talk about the body of Christ so much, but then we talk about even the reality of the body of Christ, but are we living in the reality of the body of Christ? And so one of the brothers shared Ephesians 4:17. Now, do not walk as the Gentiles do, who walk in the vanity of their mind. And so I was very touched because his point was that is our walking, our daily living, do we even have the thought about the body? Do we have the thought that our experience and enjoyment of the Lord is for the body? And also one more thing I just really enjoy is that reality is not a quality or a feeling, but it's actually a person. Amen. And it's the person of the Lord Jesus himself. And I just really enjoy that, you know, even the Lord Jesus, when he died, you know, his living on the earth, his death, his resurrection and ascension, they were all through the eternal spirit. And his living on the earth was not to himself, but to the Father. And so he told the disciples it was expedient for him to go because he wanted to send another comforter to come, you know, who will bring us and guide us into all the reality.
Amen.
So I was really touched that the Lord just wants us to be brought into this reality. There's nothing real in this world. We can't walk like the Gentiles in this world.
Amen.
But we just need to continue to let the spirit of reality guide us into all the reality.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So yeah, following up what Phoebe just said, I feel like the topic in the Thanksgiving conference is actually pretty related to this week's morning revival in the sense that in order to experience the reality of the body of Christ, they say the first message was on the reality, or the spirit of reality would guide us into all the reality. And there was even a very strong quote saying that if you don't have the spirit of reality, there is no body of Christ. There is no reality of anything in this universe. And so one of the brothers, I forgot which message, but it was Brother Mark Robbie, he made a very interesting illustration regarding, because we might, when we came to the conference, we're just like, we've heard this topic so many times. But yet he was like, imagine if someone said, oh, I've been to the Pacific Ocean. Like, I've been there, yeah, I've been, like, I was in California, I was at the coast. But did you experience the expansiveness of the Pacific Ocean? Did you experience the depths? I highly doubt any of us have been to the bottom of the Mariana Trench or anything like that. So in a sense, understanding the fullness of who God is and the reality of all the spiritual things is very similar to that. We might have touched the Lord in a particular matter, but how deep did you go? It's like, I've learned this before, I know this, but how deep did you go?
Right.
I can admit, I didn't go very deep in this matter.
Amen.
And so then connecting this to this message, what does it mean to see Jesus? Like, we can't see him directly, at least not yet in this age. The way we see Jesus is experiencing him in the depths of who he is, his attributes, and all of his qualities. And so, what does that mean? It means to witness the Lord, means to experience him, and I really enjoyed it. The resurrected, ascended, and all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
So really, the way to bring us into the reality is by the spirit of reality, he is leading us in our experiences day by day. He will sovereignly arrange the environment so that we will experience, we will know what it really means to experience resurrection and ascension and all of his qualities as the all-inclusive one.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So this past Thanksgiving, I may encourage that by sister sharing. So, and what we do is in all families, you know, we just try to say some positive things about, you know, the family members. I think this is good. So I proposed that and we did that. I think it's good because each member, you know, is created by God. And the Bible says, you know, we are wonderfully and awesomely made. So I think it's good to, you know, to say that. And also we thank the Lord for this year. Yeah, that's one hand. And the other hand is, we all, as Christians, we still have afflictions and difficulties in our lives. But that's also the Lord, a lot happened. You know, for this year, each one of us has something, you know, difficulty. So I think this is also okay. This is also okay. Sometimes you feel, you fear something. Sometimes you feel confused. Sometimes you feel like you don't have enough power. So this is okay. So this is a time we should tell our Lord, tell our Christ how we feel. Open to the Lord, how we feel, feel like we are sometimes we do not have enough help, whatever. It is okay. So that's the beginning of experience the Lord. That's the beginning the Lord can work something unto us.
Amen.
So both parts are necessary. So praise the Lord. He is the resurrection one. And we are his children. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
I enjoy that Jesus Christ is the Son of Man. In Acts chapter 7, verse 55 to verse 56, the Stephen looked into the sky and he saw that our Lord Jesus Christ is not sitting on the right side of a God, but actually he was standing on the right side of a God. And I was really touched by the spiritual meaning behind these verses, is that our Lord is the Son of Man, and he is comforting, encouraging, and strengthening all those who are his witnesses. And I strongly believe that everybody inside this meeting hall, everybody right now who is worshiping and praising to the Lord and worshiping God Father, are the true and genuine and authentic witness of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected, ascended, and who is all-inclusive. During this entire process, I know in Hebrews, when the word mother was mentioned, and it was also equal to the witnesses. To be the witnesses is also to be the living mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I truly believe in this age, in this degrading age, we all are his living testimony. We are truly his living witnesses. And in this case, I know the Lord will come to us, will come to personally comfort us, personally to encourage us, and personally strengthen us to be his witnesses. Praise to the Lord for all of his sovereignty and all what he has done and what he is doing. Until the time that he is coming again to this earth for his sovereignty and for he has the desire. Brothers and sisters, I'm so encouraged, and I truly believe we'll do the same thing and we'll be his strong testimony. Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
Dear brother and sister, we come to this week topic, witnesses. Are you a witnesses of God?
Lord Jesus.
God's economy is to dispense himself into us. God has no intention to do anything else. Yes. He did create the universe, heaven, earth, and then he created us. But after he created man, he did desire to be one with men by dispensing himself into us. And indeed, we as the Christian, we have to pass through three stages. After we are regenerated, we become the believer. A believer is a person who has God's life. Do you have God's life today here?
Amen.
Amen.
Then you are the believer. And then God continues by dispensing himself into us by making us as disciples. How can he continue to dispense himself into us? By the discipline of the Holy Spirit. That discipline is also the dispensing. But God will not stop there. His final goal actually is to making us witnesses. And if you check with the dictionary, this word witness, it means a person who see an event taking place. Sadly to say, the worldly people use this term mainly just applying crying and even just car accident. But we who are children of God, that God refers us as witnesses, that means God wants you and I to see an event. Have you seen an event yet? What is God's event is taking place? God is doing the dispensing of himself. And indeed, from believer to disciple to become a witnesses is the process of the growth of life. Brother and sister, we should be encouraged.
Amen.
We are the witnesses of this process, trying God.
Amen.
Not merely just a doctrine. Because he has accomplished all things. And now he is the reality of this resurrected Christ. So he become the executor. You know this term? Executor? A person who has a power to execute it. He is the executor to execute it, what God intends to do with us. You and I will be the witnesses.
Amen.
Yes. Through our walk, through our work, and even through our words.
Amen.
In other words, how you walk on the earth, how you work on the earth, and how you talk on words will determine what type of witnesses you'll be. Are you just merely enjoy the hour activity? I mean, are you witnesses just the hour activity? Or are you truly witnesses this ascended, resurrected, and all-inclusive Christ?
Amen.
That will determine how God will work in you and I. May the Lord bless us.
Amen.
That we will stay to become his witnesses.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for your speaking, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord, that you are our living bread now.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we could be your witness.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because you are our love.
Amen.
Amen. You are our light. Amen. You are our holiness. Amen. Our righteousness. Amen. Oh, thank you. We can be built up together.
Amen.
Even the mingled spirit.
Amen.
Oh, for the building up.
Amen.
The body of Christ.
Amen.
Oh, to become the new Jerusalem.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord, we say we want to witness you.
Amen.
Oh, as the resurrected one.
Amen.
As the ascended one.
Amen.
And as the all-inclusive Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We can open to you.
Amen.
We can grow in life.
Amen.
We can know you in your resurrection and your ascension.
Amen.
We can be your witnesses.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for keeping your promise.
Amen.
You say we will receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we really receive the triangle.
Amen.
We're receiving the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. We shall be your witness.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that we can experience you.
Amen.
We can express you.
Amen.
Glorify you.
Amen.
Thank you. We're so grateful that you gave us grace.
Amen.
Amen. Praise you. You are the crucified, our resurrected, and ascended Christ.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, Lord, grant us to experience you.
Amen.
Hold you and enjoy you in a subjective way.
Amen.
So we can be your witness.
Right.
Amen. Oh, we can live you all.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we need you.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
We love you.
Amen.
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 Amen. Lord, we consecrate ourselves to you.
Amen.
Because we are willing to give you the highest position in our daily living.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we give you the full freedom.
Amen.
Lord, do whatever you want and accomplish your will upon the people you choose.
Amen.
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 Yes. Lord
Amen.
Jesus, we give the whole week to you.
Amen.
Every day we are fully open to you.
Amen.
We receive your dispensing.
Amen.
Oh, we all give you all the freedom.
Amen.
You can walk yourself into us.
Amen.
Oh, need us to experience you more.
Amen.
Oh, your death and the resurrection.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, here is the sign-up sheet for the video training. I'll put it on the table for you to sign up.
Yeah.